bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
The text for today's devotion is taken from Psalm 73. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Thomas Edison had a unique way of finding the right engineers for his company. He'd give the applicants a light bulb and say, "How much water will it hold?" The men usually worked in one of two ways. The first used gauges to measure all the angles of the bulb, and then they made their calculations. The second group filled the bulb with water and poured the contents into a measuring cup. Engineers who took measurements were thanked and sent on their way. Those who used a measuring cup were hired. Which is my roundabout way of getting to the subject of this devotion and asking if you are making life harder than it has to be. Making life harder, that's what the first group of engineers did. They're just like many folks who continuously try to get their lives straightened out all by themselves. There is, the Bible tells us, another way, a simpler way to get our lives in order. That is to trust in the Lord Jesus for guidance and assistance. He makes life simpler as we realize we can't do everything, anything ourselves. Trusting in Him, we have forgiveness, salvation, direction, and access to the Lord for His solution to life's problems. Let's pray. Dear God, I can't get my life straightened out without You. I'm putting my trust in You for guidance and assistance. My flesh and my heart may fail, but You are the strength of all my heart and my portion forever. In Your name, amen.